warning. This podcast may contain spoilers from whatever TV show or movie is mentioned. Please listen at your own discretion. Welcome to Viewers Anonymous.
Yo, what's going on? I am Scoops Bronson.
And I am S. Foster.
That's right, and you tuned into another episode of the Viewers Anonymous podcast where we give you our very own reviews and takes of movies and TV straight out of Hollywood. This is a very interesting film that we have today. Because I think that I'm not even gonna say that we may be on the different sides of the fence on this one. I'm gonna just say we in different parts of the yard on this one. Because I kind of got a feeling that you ain't fucking with this film. But I'm going to let you know right now, I'm definitely not fucking with this film. Okay? I just want to get this out of the way right now. Fuck this whole movie. Okay? This shit is stupid as fuck. First and foremost, let's get to it. Okay? Without further fucking ado, we talking about... Okay, anybody that's confused, don't know what's going on, is having trouble, whatever the case may be, that's the movie we talking about. Hold on, I gotta bring this shit up on IMDb. Man, this shit here, bro. Let me tell you something. Everybody shouldn't be allowed to make movies, okay? First and foremost, move this before I distort the mic.
That is hilarious.
So the movie that's I should say in question at this point, goddamn. But the movie that we covering today, man, is Night Swim. It came out this year, 2024, and it's about a family who moves into a new home who find out that they have a haunted swimming pool. Yeah, I said a haunted swimming pool. Starring Wyatt Russell, Kerry Condon, Gavin Warren, a whole bunch of other people. Fuck this movie. I'm sorry. I don't really care. This movie's ass. Okay. You heard what I said the first time. It's about a haunted swimming pool. Yeah. You wanna know how you don't get haunted? Stay out the swimming pool. You know what I'm saying? It's not that hard. First and foremost, you know what I'm saying? The lady who was selling the house, piece of shit, because how the fuck you not know what's going on with the swimming pool?
Man, that bitch knew what was going on with the swimming pool. They gonna try to act like at the party, like, well, I thought the swimming thing happened, but I didn't know it was this house. And then I seen y'all was so happy, I just didn't want to say anything. She's a bitch. A person went missing in the pool, and you ain't fucking tell me. What you mean? Well, y'all look so happy. I just didn't want to disturb y'all. Man, listen. If I bought a house from you, mm-hmm. and somebody disappeared in the pool, and you don't tell me,
come on, man. Where they disappeared at? That motherfucker disappeared. If I'm buying the house, let me know if somebody died here or not. Hands down. Okay,
yep.
This house is now off the market. I don't care how much I love the house. I don't care how much you want to see me in the house. You show me at least three houses by now. Okay, this one, we can do away with this one. It's not that important to have this house. You know what I'm saying? I can go buy another one, but you're not about to sell me the house that a motherfucker died in. That's crazy.
Yo, okay. You want to know something that really turned me off about this film? Other than the haunted swimming pool that's fucking connected to a fucking lake or some fucking shit. Or whatever the fuck that shit was.
Groundwater? What the fuck kind of pool is this?
Yeah, and then my dude said, oh, it's good for your skin and all kinds of little shit like that. I don't want that fucking dirty ass water.
Thank you. What are we talking about? What?
This shit is weird as fuck, man.
Oh, man.
So, this is what tripped me out. My dude Ray is a third baseman for the Brewers.
Was a third baseman.
Was. But this is the thing.
Wait a minute. Time out.
Wait a minute.
Are you about to talk about why he not no more?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Just the fact of Why y'all motherfuckers driving around in a goddamn 2000 CRV in that regular ass truck? Like, aren't you a former? It'd be different if they said, you know what I'm saying, a triple A baseball player. Like, okay, you didn't make it to the majors. Nigga. You know what I mean? I get it. Nigga. Y'all broke as fuck.
Third baseman for a major league baseball team. Guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, y'all want to know. It just
buying the house, some people cold, know. Hard cash.
Yo, no, I thought it was written. Well, I could be wrong. I thought they said it was written.
The one that they was looking at before, they was cool with written it, remember? They was cool with written it because he was getting traded. But, or he was getting traded around. Or he might have got traded. One of them situations. But that
because she said, yeah.
She said, now, this one you can't rent. You guys have to buy. And he was like, oh, shit, I don't give a fuck. Let you know furthermore that whatever they was driving was some bullshit on purpose. Because if you could just say, yeah, I buy it, and you looking around for rental properties, whole different feel. Let me tell you something first and foremost, man. This nigga lost his fucking baseball career to multiple sclerosis.
Yes.
Did you peep that?
Yes.
He walking around with a cane.
But
no, hold on, wait. He was walking around with a cane. They showed him the house. Why did they let him near the swimming pool with a cane? She just walked off like
and then left him.
He just walked left off. Him. Just walked the fuck off.
And then the pool. No, this is the thing that tripped me out about the pool. The pool will fucking show you shit that intrigue you. Like when it came to the little girl when the movie came on, just the boat just happened to just float up.
Bro, hold on. Time out. She go to whoever. I don't know if it's her brother or whoever.
It's her brother, yeah.
I found your boat. This nigga hooked up to hospital equipment. That's the last thing my man need right now. Okay? That shouldn't even be an interest right now. If I look into the pool and I see his boat, you won't get me. Now, if you got like some medicine or something in there that we could use, maybe I'd have went down there. Second, okay? Because the boat was unnecessary at that point. What the fuck was he going to do in the boat? It looked like he was in a coma. It wouldn't have helped none. It wouldn't have did nothing for him. Second, okay? Two adults were up. Two grown-ass adults were up.
And the maid just left.
That's what I'm talking about. The maid and the mom. Two grown-ass adults. Nobody heard that sound. Just a little girl heard that sound in the pool. She the only one who's hearing that shit. Going in the pool. Okay. Cool. Whatever. Cool. Whatever, man. None of this shit makes sense. Fuck this movie, bro. This movie was ass. Then they had the fucking...
so bad. And then...
They had the swamp thing grabbing niggas in the pool. Doing, come on, bro.
Yo, man, listen. So then my man Ray looking just like his pops, Kurt Russell, shout out to him. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker see a baseball just in the water, just happy to see it, goes to reach for it, falls in the shit, and almost drowned before they even get there.
And held so they ain't the even, baseball.
Yeah, didn't let go of the baseball. So then they go back to the fucking doctor and shit, and they say something that can help is, you know, water therapy and shit. So then that's when they had a whole little conversation about buying the house because, you know what I'm saying, they got a pool. He could do water therapy in the backyard and all this fucking bullshit. So then, long story short, my man doing the water therapy and shit, he make... Fuck a speed recovery. This motherfucker make an infinity recovery. This motherfucker ain't even got the shit no more. So what did he do? He's swimming all fucking day and night now because the pool just magically made my dude better. Y'all don't think that's odd? You got this shit and then all of a sudden you do a couple of sessions in the pool and now you ain't even got it no more? Not that it improved, that it went away.
100% cured.
Yeah. Nobody find that odd.
None of that shit.
Yo, listen, man. Why does movie give me Amityville horror vibes? Yo, the scene when this motherfucker tried to leave.
This movie.
When he tried to leave, fucking black shit started coming out of his mouth and shit.
Then the CGI on that was horrible.
Oh, it was bad. But even when they was playing the shit when he had the bar on the shoulders and the black shit went into his mouth, and I was like, yo.
Fam, come on, first man. And foremost, the pool monster, whoever this nigga was supposed to be. This nigga was trying. First and foremost, let's talk about this. Niggas was jumping into the pool, okay?
Yes.
As they was in the pool, he was making the pool deeper. But they was swimming around. They ain't had to come up for air or nothing. They was just swimming around looking like,
No.
Then the one dude was like, you was only in there for a few seconds. No, she wasn't, nigga. Mentally, that bitch is in there for about a good hour with the pool monster man.
Yo, this girl is playing fucking Marco Polo with the new dude from school.
At night.
So my dude think it's funny to just climb out of the water. So she fucking goes, because this is the part I thought you was talking about. Mm-hmm. My girl thinks that she see him.
So she's swimming deep. I'm talking about. Where the pool man made the goddamn, first off, it couldn't have been no more, that pool couldn't have been no more than what, 7-8 feet
deep? 8 feet, yeah.
He turned that motherfucker 30 feet deep. He turned that motherfucker into a lake.
Yeah, and like, it's like, girl, you don't think that this is odd?
A big ass black spot in your pool with you, and you got a whole light behind you. You can't see none of that. But you thinking that this is, he down here somewhere. No, why would he be in the dark part of the pool and you playing Marco Polo? How are you supposed to hear him? None of this is clicking.
Yo, listen. Stupid. That might have been the dumbest part of the movie. And then why are they trying to make everything look like this hunky place, man? That shit looked just like the second place. When they zoom out and show you swimming back to the pool, nobody think this is odd that now that your pool look like a little tiny spot fucking 30 feet above you. And I'm sitting here like, yo, this is what y'all came out with? Like, this is what y'all got? And this is the thing. This is for y'all fans. Let me tell y'all fans something real quick. Now, we trying to do some new movies for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Which is kind of a good thing because we can trash, we can continue to trash this shit because this shit was terrible. There has not been any really good new movies coming out as of late, man. No. You're right what you said when you was like, you know, you kind of seem like you ain't fucking with it, but I'm definitely fucking. No, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. This shit was bad all the way around.
Yeah.
Like the acting wasn't good. The storyline wasn't good.
Yo.
The monster, even the story I forget what the little girl name was. Was it Samantha?
Man, I don't know. Not one character's movie in here except Ray. And the only reason I know his name is because of Wyatt Russell. And I'm going to tell you the truth about him. I'm getting real pissed off with all the roles that he's getting. Because he's getting some trash-ass roles, and he deserves better. Okay, the coolest role that he's had so far that I've seen him in is the Captain America shit, and that shit was trash too.
Yo, did you see him?
He was the bootleg Captain America.
Did you see him in that new Monarch on Apple?
That was decent. He's doing decent so far. I haven't finished it, so I'm not going
to
give him his credit. But so far, so good. But that Captain America shit is as best as it's been getting for him, and he deserved way better, bro. Like, for real, because I think that he has a lot more talent and a lot more, you know what I'm saying, acting to show. But this shit, nah. I'm cool.
Nah. I mean, and I fought with the Carrie Condon, because she was in the last season of Ray Donovan, and she was in a Ray Donovan movie. Because when I seen her come on screen, I was like, damn, man, she looked familiar. It's like, I seen her in something. And then it clicked. I was like, oh, shit, yeah, she was in Ray Donovan. But this is the thing. She can be forgettable because She was in Civil War. She was Friday. I don't remember her in Civil War. She was in Unleashed and she was in Avengers.
What do you mean Civil War? Captain America.
Captain America. And she was in Infinity. She was Friday. But ain't Friday a voice?
Yeah, I think so.
That's why I don't remember her. Because I think Friday, Friday. She was Friday in both of them.
Yeah, that's
I think Friday was just a voice because she was in Avengers. Yeah, she was in the first Avengers. Yeah, it's a voice.
Was she in Ultron?
See, there goes Infinity War. Yes, she was in Ultron too.
Yeah, that's the voice.
Then. So it's the voice. It's the voice. That's why I don't see it. Look, she was in she was in Spider-Man. She was in a Spider-Man joint.
All voices.
Okay, yeah. So, but I just remember her from Ray Donovan. But everybody else, I don't recognize any of these people. But the person I was talking about, it was Rebecca. So Rebecca was the girl that went into the pool the first time and came up missing. Even her being the fucking...
I'm not going to lie to you because first off, why are you up in the middle of the night trying to get a fucking toy boat out the bottom of the fucking pool? Boats are supposed to be floating.
Which it did. It was floating. And then when she went to get it, it was at the bottom. Then when she fell, when the pool monster pulled her in and she go to the edge.
She was about to get out.
Yeah, but what happened? The fucking boat float back to the top. And then her dumb ass went to go get it.
She deserved everything she got. I ain't gonna lie to you. Everybody that died in the pool deserved to die in the pool. First and foremost, why are you swimming at night? Who swims at night? Nobody. That's not a thing. Okay. We gotta stop doing all these things that we see on TV, people. Okay. Nobody swims at night. I don't give a fuck if you do got a pool in your backyard. Nobody is swimming at night. Now you might get in a hot tub. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? But swimming at night is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Quit trying to do rich people stuff. Let it go. I digress.
Man, listen. But her mom, the Lucy lady, when you find out, and that's what I'm saying, man. It's like, this whole movie, they turned it into someone have to sacrifice for something. We find out that Lucy's a piece of shit. Lucy's a piece of shit because she sacrificed her daughter for her son. When the moms, when Eve went, when she knew it was something off with the pool, right? So she talked to the lady at the party, and she was like, her name Rebecca? She was like, how did you know? Blase, blase, all that type of shit. So she looked the lady up and found out that the lady didn't stay too far away. So she drives over to that lady's house, and she's having a conversation with her, and she was like, the lady's like, yeah, look, I got all these fortunes because of my son and all the sacrifices that he made and all this type of shit. So then she's like, didn't you have a daughter? So to sum that up, she said that she had to sacrifice her daughter for her son to not be sick. And that's why the boy was able to climb out of that bed at the end when Rebecca was gone. Because once Rebecca was gone, he was magically better, like Ray was, from swimming in the fucking pool. Because
so the pool monster is basically just finding sick motherfuckers. Really, the pool monster is not a bad person then. This motherfucker is actually a great person.
Well, what he's doing, well, technically, it's like what the pool was doing was, in that situation,
it was healing people.
I think, no, they have to take a soul, too.
Hey, man, let's talk about it then, okay? What if Rebecca grew up to be a shitty person in life, okay? Maybe Rebecca grew up to be an author. You know what I'm saying? Wrote stories and all these crazy ass novels, but then ended up on like some J.K. Rowling shit where, or whatever that motherfucker's name was that did the Harry Potter shit where like they didn't like trans people. what if there's somebody like that? So now you prevent, you know what I'm saying, future Harry Potter books from being made. However, you get this great person in return. Like, you know what I'm saying? I take that. It balances. The pool was balancing shit out.
When you look at it that way, yeah. Rebecca could have grown up to be a fucking serial killer or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But her brother...
Or she could have grew up to be a judge, right? She could have grew up to be a judge and just put all minorities away without evidence. Shit like that. Like, the pool could really be out here doing good work. She could have been a police officer that was just arresting old people. We don't know. She could have just been a piece of shit all around. You know what I'm saying? The pool was doing what the pool was supposed to do. And then, not only that, it healed people. This nigga no longer had to deal with multiple sclerosis. What did your brother have? Did they ever say?
You talking about Rebecca's brother?
Yeah.
The lady might have said it. I can't remember if she just said that he was really sick. She might have said he was just really sick.
Yeah, I remember.
And she was like, sick though. Yeah, and she was saying that the sacrifices had to be made. And so she sacrificed Rebecca, and she was telling Eve that somebody's gonna have to sacrifice themselves. Like, the pool is not gonna let everybody leave.
I'm with it.
So then the black shit started running from her eyes and shit. So it's like, this is what tripped me out. But this movie don't make no sense anyway. So the pool wouldn't let... So I think that's why the shit came back.
Yeah, she told the secret.
Because Ray couldn't leave the house. Because once it got in him, he couldn't leave. I mean, so I'm thinking that it got in... I'm thinking that it got into her, Lucy. I think it got into Lucy. And I guess it told Lucy, like... For your son to be okay, you got to sacrifice Rebecca. So she chose her son over her daughter, and I'm guessing that's why the pool monster do. Like I said, it shows you what you want to see. It showed Ray a baseball. He went to reach for the fucking baseball. It showed Rebecca the fucking toy boat and got her ass in there. So the pool shows you things that'll get you to be intrigued. So basically, like, that for you,
never got a nigga.
Man, you crazy. If that pool had, if you was standing there looking out that window, and you saw Serena Williams out there.
First and foremost, chick no good. I know good. Gonna Serena Williams ain't gonna be swimming in my fucking swimming pool. Nice try. Not gonna get me, brother. Now I will watch from the window. I'm not going down. I definitely watch from the window. Won't be going down there. You got to get come better than that. It got to be somebody believable. You know what I'm saying? Somebody I know that even first and foremost, it can't be no person. I tell you that right now. Because why the fuck are you in my swimming pool? How did you even get back here? I got questions. You know what I'm saying? Why are you in Dayton, Ohio? First off, out of all places for you to be in Dayton, Ohio, why are you in my backyard in my pool? Okay, you know what I'm saying? Did you knock on the door? Did you ask for permission to get in the pool? Do you even know if the pool is clean? You don't know none of that. You just jump in the fucking swimming pool.
I got you.
Yeah.
A nice, fancy ass fucking cigar case of your favorite cigar just floating on top of the water. Just...
I know better than that. That's not how life works. That's not how life works, brother. You got to get me with something. Like I said, it got to be like gold bars or something like that. I could believe that might be some shit that fell from a plane or something. I don't know. Now, gold bar, I go out there and investigate. I'm not getting in the pool, though. I will go out there and investigate. But
man.
It won't be nothing like that, though. Cigar box floating. Hey, man. Nah, you got to get up earlier than that to try to get me, brother.
Oh, man. But now, but that part kind of tricked me out.
No, don't try to skip that. What are you getting in the pool for?
What am I getting in the pool for? Now, I don't, see, that's the thing, man. I don't even really fuck with pools like that.
See, that's what I'm saying. Once again. And it damn, and I'm gonna tell you this, it damn sure ain't gonna be in no nighttime. If I'm hearing the pool make some noise, that motherfucker's gonna be making noise till the morning. I'm going to fucking sleep, brother. I'm not getting up to go see what the fuck is going on in the pool at 2 o'clock in the morning because it's making noise. Fuck that pool, man. If it was up to me, drain all that shit. Turn all that shit off. Shit, that shit unnecessary anyway.
Oh, man. Nah, man. But that part tripped me out because I was just like, because then I started noticing like everything started to turn wet and shit. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, yo, like, it just, nothing in this movie made any fucking sense. The only thing that made sense, was the ending. That's it. When that bitch had that damn dump truck getting that, because they didn't move. But they had the dump truck come out there to dump cement in it and fucking shut that pool down forever. That's the only thing that makes sense about the pool. That was it.
That didn't make sense either. Because that's a waste of money. Just drain the fucking pool, man.
They did drain the pool. But they wanted to make sure nobody else fucked with the pool, man.
Fuck the week, bro. Hey, let me tell you something. You don't even got to put cement in the fucking pool like that. Just put it in the drains or wherever the shit come out at. You don't got to worry about none of that. Put fucking pour cement in the whole fucking pool. You don't hire these people to do an unnecessary job.
Man, yes, this is the thing, man. You gotta look for the future, man. If they ever move, man, the next people gonna move in. They gonna be like, "Oh, we got a pool. Why is it drained? Nobody using it. I don't know. Let's put water in it." Like, and then they gonna have to sacrifice somebody in their family.
It wouldn't make a difference because first off, how was they gonna put water in it if you cemented all the drains?
Man,
see,
I don't know about all that. All I'm saying is, to me, it made sense for them to do that.
That was a waste of money.
But
first and foremost, this nigga probably will never play baseball again. Okay?
Who? Come on. Ray?
Yeah.
Well, Ray died.
So he's definitely not playing baseball.
Hey, Ray sacrificed himself, nigga.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I cut this shit off way before all that shit happened, man. I told you this shit was ass, bro. I didn't even waste my time. I can tell you now what my fire flame gonna be. This shit was horrible. But listen, this shit just don't make sense, man. Nothing about this movie was cool.
So I mean, look, I'm with you, mm-hmm. but like to finish that point because you said you didn't see it.
Yeah.
So basically. Oh man, you should have seen the end, man. It was crazy because.
Come on, man. I tried, brother.
Yo, he went straight Amityville Horror, dude. You remember
I seen that part.
So he was like chasing his kid around the house, talking about some goddamn Marco Polo. Because
they was arguing. They was arguing. He was like, "The pool chose him," or whatever.
Yeah. and so the pool chose Elliot or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they get Elliot out the water and then they try to pull Elliot away and then the same shit that happened to him in the car start happening to Elliot. And then Ray put it together like, oh shit, to save my son, I need to sacrifice myself. Because after they hit him with the baseball bat and shit.
Yep, and he threw that shit up in the water. Real quick.
Exactly.
Quick question. Now, do you think that he could have just threw that shit up in the water and came to terms with himself and was like, I know that this pool is cursed. So maybe we should find a way, like in the morning, to drain the pool out and we'll never have to worry about this again. I don't have to die personally, but we can stop this shit from happening. Because it's called night swim. So apparently this shit only happens at nighttime.
No, it don't. Because remember, Elliot went out there and he was playing a little coin game joint. And so he was doing the shit where, you know, you had a coin at the bottom of the pool, you would swim down to get the coin. And then he heard that noise and you could see somebody standing on a diving board. And then when they went up there, there was nobody on the diving board. So it could happen to you during the day. Remember, at the party, the shit went into Ray during the party.
I'm tripping because it also happened to Ray when they went to go visit the house too, with the baseball. Yeah, like that when he fell in. So yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So okay, it's not just tonight.
They could have said they sell so much money by just going to buy some cement powder and just pouring that shit into the pool.
True. But I think the way
he would have never had to die.
The way of the premise of the movie and the way that Lucy put it, somebody was gonna have to die.
Man, because Lucy and them didn't have the money that Ray and them had. Remember, she talking about all this shit that she got and all these riches.
Well, she said she didn't have. She said she got that shit because of her son, though.
That's what I'm saying. The thing.
So she didn't have the money until I guess the son turned into a great businessman or whatever when he grew up.
Thing went into the son, healed him up real quick. You know what I'm saying? This nigga got the fucking one pill that what's her name had in the movie. Why can't I think of that guy? He had the limitless pill. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, limitless. Okay.
To the world doing his thing, come back. Hey, mom. Bow, bow, bow. Here you go. They didn't need that. Ray is a fucking third baseman for the Brewers. They good. Go get you some cement from Home Depot. Throw that shit in the goddamn pool. Stir it up. You good.
I mean, are they though? They look like a middle class family to me. Hey, I don't know. I just thought that was weird, man.
Hey, man, baseball contracts fully guaranteed. Whatever they got, they was good. He went. It ain't. Let me tell you something. The league minimum in baseball is what, maybe $100,000, if that. Might be way more than that
for the triple league. For the triple A, like not for no damn major league. Yeah, not
triple
no major
a.
league.
No, ain't no triple A team making that nigga ain't making that much in triple A.
Well, they ain't making that less in baseball. Like these dudes are making at least.
That nigga might be getting $2 million at minimum.
I was thinking more like 5 or 8, but who knows? I don't know. But
that's what I'm even still 5 or 8. They good. They are straight. That's guaranteed. They got that. It's a nigga. What's Bobby Bonilla or Bonita or whatever that nigga name is. He get paid every day.
Dude from the Mets.
Come on, man.
Yeah, dude from the Mets. You
think multiple sclerosis Ray ain't have something popping?
Yo, this dude right here is wild.
Lou Gehrig family still get paid.
Dude, Ken Griffey Jr. just got some money from the Reds, like last year, the year before.
You know what I'm saying?
And that shit they put in his contract. Yeah, yo, baseball.
15 years.
Baseball got the wildest contracts, dude. Where they like, where they just forfeit that shit to like certain years, and then next thing you know, that shit roll around, and you get a fucking $30 million check, and you ain't played baseball in 20 years.
Bro, you could be down and out. I'm talking about you just went and bought a lottery ticket hoping that you hit. Next thing you know, tomorrow, pow, contract hit. Whoa, shit, I'm back in the game, baby.
Man, so can you imagine, Can you imagine, man, you just, you know, you not play major league and, you know, retired and like, you know, you out here, but, you know, you struggling a little bit. Wife getting on you. Oh, we used to be rolling in cash, and now we just, you know, you looking at your shit might be foreclosed and shit, and then you think, oh yeah, like let's say your last year was 2003, and you set up this thing to say that 2024 you gonna get a $20 million check, and you sitting there like,
you hope like, she divorce you. you hope she leave you high and dry because you know what's coming. You hope she don't give a fuck about you. You know what I'm saying? She leave you out to the streets, to the wolves, because you know in 2 more months
it's all, I got $20 million rolling in. Yo,
yeah, wait. She can have it all. She can have everything, man. You can have it all. I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. You can have the house, the kids, all of this shit. Thank you. I'm out this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Two more months, bitch, I'm up.
Hey, but that's wild, bro. Oh, that is
hey,
wild.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you. Can we quit talking about this movie? I'll be honest with you, man. Fuck this movie, man.
Hey, man, this movie was, it was There's bad, man. There's
so much other cool shit to talk about besides this movie. First off, can we talk? No, I take that back. We can still talk about the movie. Can we talk about how this nigga played for the Brewers? And this nigga was like a home run king, bro. Did you see when he hit that motherfucking ball?
Hey.
It was a practice. He smacked the first off. He fucked up. They was like, oh shit, you know, I thought they heard him. He was like, hold on, wait a minute, god damn it. I'm Ray, nigga. Ah! He smacked that motherfucker, bro.
Hey, no, what was crazy was his wife's reaction. So she looking at that shit like, oh, now he think he now she gave that look like, oh, he about to get back into playing baseball now. Like, that's what the look that she gave his ass. Because I think if your wife really fuck with you, like she knew, like, oh man, because they just had the conversation of, yo, like we gonna set our roots in this house. I'm done with baseball, all this type of shit. And then you see this motherfucker hit a ball like I'm talking about Barry Bonds. This motherfucker.
Wait a minute, though. We gotta be for real. First off, it was off a little kid. It was.
Well, it was the dad. It was the kid that he was just.
He was just a little kid compared to MLB pitcher.
Hey, he was throwing them shits like the home run derby.
Come on, man. That nigga just smacked that motherfucker, bro. She talking about, oh, he about to get back in. She looking at him like, oh, he about to get back again. No, he's not. Not with that pitch. That's like, come on, man. That shit was barely 15 miles an hour. No one can hit that motherfucker so hard.
Oh, man.
Man, this man's a professional baseball. Speaking of, shout out to baseball. That's the only job you could really be a failure at and still be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Unless you got that steroids tag, then, you know.
Even still, you still a failure. Bro, the Hall of Fame, I would say a Hall of Fame batting average, easily 357. You a fucking primetime Hall of Famer, you hit 357.
Dude, let me tell you, there is a discussion of this one baseball player right now. It was, he has a batting streak. It's something crazy. Something crazy like 10 years or some shit like that. But this is the thing. He goes like 1-for-4. Like every game. But he has a hitting streak where he get on base for like 10 years or some shit like that. So I can't remember how long it was.
He got a hitting streak. He got an on base streak.
Yeah, on base streak. But he at least gets on base.
He either hitting or he getting walked.
Yeah.
It's an automatic walk by him.
No. Well, not necessarily get hit by a ball. They didn't. Well, like that could be the case, but they were just talking about it on Dan Levitard. So they asked the question.
The only way you can get on base is if you hit, or it's an intentional walk, or you getting hit by the ball, which is automatic walk. But them the only other ways you can get on base.
Yeah, but the way they were talking, he at least getting a single, like every time.
Yeah.
So they were saying, even though he's going 1-for-4, but he got the longest hitting streak. So they was like, they was texting people who actually in baseball, is this guy a Hall of Famer? Now, most of the people said no. And some people said yes, but this is the thing.
This is the thing. 250.
But at the same time, you're going 1-for-4, and none of them are home runs.
Of course not.
And but what the point I'm saying is, it's a discussion.
No, it's not.
That's average as hell.
No, it's not. It's way below average. 250.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean. You know, what I'm just saying is like
what I said. 357 is prime time. Now, if he was hitting like 289 or 298 or 290 something, then you had some shit to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe if he was hitting around like 320 or something like that, you had something to talk about. But hitting 250 ain't nothing. First and foremost, if you hitting one for four every trip, right? Or at least most of them, that means that for the most part, like I said, you either getting walked, so you're gonna get walked, right? Because he getting on base every time, right?
Yeah.
So you getting walked most of your shit. You get one hit and you good. So that means that really he just ain't getting struck out. That's all it means.
Well, he's getting struck out, but he's just getting one hit a game. Because he goes one for four. There's three times he didn't get on base.
He's ass then.
That's what I'm saying. But
that's what I'm saying. I'm confused. This is where I was confused. Because you said he's going one for four, right?
Yeah.
So you can go, but you're saying like he got a base streak. I thought you were saying he had a base streak. So you're just saying he just get a hit a game.
Hit a game, yeah. He get a hit a game.
No, you don't get the
base. So that's what I'm saying. That goes to your point when you say anybody can get in the Hall of Fame.
That's not a hit.
Well, I guess I worded it wrong. They were just saying
they calling it a hitting streak. That's not a hitting streak.
Yeah, they're saying at least
hit a game.
Yeah, he's getting a hit a game for like 10 years or some shit like that. And they were saying, is that Hall of Fame worthy? Because like his batting average is low as fuck. I think it is a record.
No, not the one hit a game shit. That anybody can make that up as for a record. I'm saying like
what I'm saying is like as far as hits. Like I'm saying, like getting on base. Cause like somebody like Derek Jeter or something. There's a game where he went 0 for 4. You know what I mean? There's a game that Alex Rodriguez went 0 for 4, something like that. They're saying that this guy he's getting on base one time a game.
Angel, so I don't know if he ever went 0 for 4. Now, Alex Rodriguez definitely probably went 0 for 4, but Derek Jeter probably never went 0 for 4. He's a biracial angel.
It was something, but like I said, it was, the whole point of what I was saying when you were saying anybody get in. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that was a discussion. A guy going one for four.
I wasn't saying anybody get in. I was saying anybody could be successful, but you could still be a failure.
Oh, because money-wise.
No, I'm just saying because technically you hitting under 500. So you below average. below 500 your whole career. And that's still a good thing. That's what I was saying. If you hit 357, like that's guaranteed Hall of Fame numbers. But like for the most part, ain't nobody. I don't think anybody has ever hit over 500 or at 500. Matter of fact, let me check.
Gotcha. I got you. I see exactly what you're saying though.
Yeah.
I see exactly what you're saying though. Yes. 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 But yeah, man. I think what the pool did for Ray was he had that image in his head when he fell in the pool.
Bro.
So,
bro.
What's up?
Do you know the I told you that if you hit 357, you go into the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
The highest batting average is 366.
Who's that, Ichiro?
No, Ty Cobb.
Oh, Ty Cobb. Okay.
Yeah. So just let that sink in. Highest batting average ever is 366 career-wise. That's over a span. So, yeah, a nigga hitting 250 ain't shit.
Yo, crazy. But like this movie. Crazy. Yo, I gotta be honest, man. When they come to Blumhouse, man, they ain't been hitting, man. They ain't been hitting.
You know what I think? And this is just me being honest. I think because there's so much to censor now. Everything is like how everything is being censored and everything is kind of being like watched over, you know what I'm saying? Like super restrictive and all that. It's kind of hard to make scary movies now compared to, or just scary movies in general. I don't want to say just this type of scary movie, but just any kind of scary movie, whether it be a slasher, whatever the case may be. It's hard to make these movies now because, like, back in the day, it wasn't a lot of censorship, right? Like, mm-hmm. you could get two people who look like, you know what I'm saying, high school students, and they might be like, I don't know, 27, 28, but they might look like high school students, and you can portray them as high school students and have them boning and then get stabbed in the back with a machete. You can't do that now.
Yeah.
Nobody has. When is the last time you watched a scary movie and seen a pair of boobs?
It's been a minute.
When is the last time you watched a scary movie, seen a pair of boobs, seen somebody about to get it on and then get killed in the process of about to, you know what I'm saying, make it happen? You haven't seen that in a long time. Or even better, when is the last time you seen a scary movie where a woman was running through the woods, tripped and fell?
I mean, dude, you're right. I'm trying to find.
It's tough out here, man.
I was trying to find it in order, but I wanted to rattle off some shit to you, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So these are some Blumhouse productions, right? Okay. So you got Five Nights at Freddy, which we did.
Yep.
You got Imaginary, which is supposed to be coming out, Night Swim. They did Megan. They did Insidious. Yeah.
Insidious.
Yep. Get Out. Good. The Black Phone.
Yeah. You got, I seen that. That wasn't all that to me.
Yeah.
Interesting story. Split. Though, Split was good. Yeah, oh, wait. Split is the one with the multiple personalities, right? With Unbreakable and Glass.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, that was good. That was real good.
Yeah,
shout out to Split. Oh my God, what is his name?
James
McAvoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Real good.
I never seen this, but Truth or Dare. Speak No
that
Evil.
That wasn't that good.
They did do The Exorcist Believer.
Is that the latest one?
Yes, the latest one.
Okay.
I mean, I was trying to stay recent, but they did Paranormal Activity, the first one.
Oh, that, I mean.
Yeah. Let me try to say Fantasy Island. They did do Glass. Invisible Man.
Fantasy Island.
I've never seen it. It just came out.
That's not the one with M. Night Shyamalan, is it?
No. Okay. That was oh my gosh.
Don't even try to remember, brother.
We don't
know out the name so somebody can go watch it.
Invisible Man. They did the Halloween Invisible that came Man. Out in 2018. They did good. Freaky. Freaky wasn't bad. Came out in 2020. That was the shit with what's my guy name? Funny dude. Breakup.
Vince Vaughn. Oh, when they switch bodies,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He was the serial killer or something like that, right?
Yeah, and he went into the girl's body and she started killing the motherfuckers. Yeah. Okay. That was all right. I fucked with that.
That was
cool. They did Happy Death Day, Totally Killer.
That was the one where she woke up over and over again on the same day?
Yes.
Okay. I remember that was actually good too.
They did The Hunt. I seen The Hunt. That shit was crazy as fuck.
The Hunt is with old girl, right?
Blonde chick. Where she was being hunted. It was like a game
people.
That was being played.
Rich people.
Yeah.
Yep. That one was real good. That was real good. I remember that. That was real good.
So they got this new movie that's supposed to be coming out with I'm looking right at him and his name is not coming to me. It's called Wolfman. It got why is his name not coming to me? Played in Barbie. Ryan Gosling. God damn it, I couldn't think of his name. So that's a new movie that's gonna be coming out in 2025.
No.
So you already think that's gonna be trash.
Ryan Gosling as a werewolf? Fuck no, bro. No.
That's crazy. I'm
sick of that shit. That's enough of that. Yes. We need an ugly person playing Wolfman. Plain and simple. All these pretty boy ass niggas that they keep picking to play these roles, that shit. No, we need ugly people to play Wolfman, to play monsters. Okay? When are we going to get ugly vampires? Why do all vampires have to be beautiful?
You know what I'm saying? I feel you, man. I feel you.
You want to know who was? You want to know who the last werewolf was?
Who?
Dude from what's his name? Twilight, Jacob.
Robert Pattinson.
No, not him. He was the.
Oh no, he was a vampire. Oh yeah, Taylor Lautner. Yeah, Taylor Lautner. Yeah.
Hey man, beautiful person, bro. No homo. Okay.
Oh, he had it, man. No, did he?
Pause on all that. Let me tell you something. Dude was stunning. I get why the girls liked him. Nigga was in shape and shit. If you seen this nigga in the street and he turns into a werewolf, you gonna die. You're not gonna expect him to be the motherfucking werewolf. He's a beautiful person. Now, if Terry Crews turned into a werewolf, you could get away from him because you're gonna be like, ugh, the fuck is this? Turn into a werewolf. You're gonna be like, oh, I expect that. You're not gonna
man.
Taylor Lautner to turn into no fucking werewolf, man. Taylor Lautner look like a ladies' man. The Robert Pattinson nigga. I'm not a big fan of him. I guess I can see why girls like him. You know what I'm saying? You throw a leather jacket on that motherfucker, I get why he's a vampire.
Yeah, but dude, you remember the big black dude that was in Underworld?
Word. Not shocking at all. You know what I'm saying? I expected him to turn into a vampire or a werewolf or whatever they had for him. He looked like he was gonna turn into some shit. Exactly. But the nigga that played Lucian, yeah. Come on, man. What are we talking about? You thought he was gonna turn into some shit? I was surprised when he did. Victor, ugly than a motherfucker. I expected him to be a vampire. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I expected him to be that. What's her name? That played Celine. Yeah. If she walked up on me, I'm getting bit.
I'm getting bit all day, every day.
Because why is she a vampire? You can't be that fine and be a fucking vampire. That's not fair. It's not fair, man.
And then your eyes turn blue.
Yo, Interview with a Vampire. Matt Damon. Brad Pitt walking around here. Come on, man. You expect these ladies to not get turned into vampires? It's fucking Brad Pitt. Come on, bro. Yeah. We got to start getting ugly people in these roles. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, cheat code. So they did do The Visit. The Visit was crazy as fuck. I didn't think that movie was going to be good. Yo, that was the crazy shit with a girl went to go see her grandparents, and then it turned out to be her grandparents.
They turned out to be the Nazis or some shit like that, right?
And they tried to put her ass in a fucking stove and shit.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
That was a good movie.
They did do the remake of The Craft Legacy. They did do Halloween Ends.
That shit went through.
They did. Extreme. I know, right? they did The Lie. They did Insidious, The Red Door. They did all the Purge movies. They did all the Purge movies.
Perfect. Okay, perfect example. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you just brought that up. Perfect example, bro. When the Purge first started, the Purge was something that you could watch and be like, oh shit, this is crazy, right? Mm-hmm. Because when it first came out, it came out at a totally different time, where you could just do a whole bunch of shit. If you look at like the last few purges, they've had to like revamp them shits to make them something totally different than what the fuck was going on.
Right? Yeah.
They had to turn it into like some political shit in one movie where like they had to go save
The Purge, the election year.
Yeah, like shit like that. Like, hey man, this is the Purge. You're supposed to be showing us when like niggas is getting shot in the face or they burning shit. Like, this is anarchy. You're supposed to be showing anarchy, not us going to save a congressperson. This the last motherfucker we supposed to be saving. This is somebody who voted for the Purge. This is stupid. Man. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, when we get to censoring and restricting shit, bro, this is what we get. We get dumb shit like this. It's the Purge, but nobody wants to, well, everybody wants to kill her except these people who just trying to get to a spot and they like, nah, you could come with us. No, fuck that bitch. She's got to die.
I feel you. Let me see. Ma, Firestarter. What? Firestarter?
Ma.
Ma? Yeah.
Great movie. Great movie. Crazy ass old lady trying to be friends with high schoolers and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. That shit was crazy.
And, what's her name? Olivia.
Spencer.
Yes. Great actress. Great actress.
See, this is what I'm noticing. Like, they got, let me see, Upgrade, You Should Have Left. I tried to watch that You Should Have Left. That shit was terrible. Us, Unfriended. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, what it looks like. These motherfuckers, they hit and miss, man.
Unfriended, I'm assuming, is like a social media horror movie.
It was some shit about Facebook.
Automatic miss. You can't make a horror movie out of social media. The fuck?
Yeah. It's like, man, when I look at Blumhouse, man, it's like...
This is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the fact that they have a lot of creative... creative opportunities over there, and I think that at this point what they're doing is anytime a motherfucker come up with something, they like, hey, let's try it and see what happens. They just throwing shit to the wall to see if it stick. I'm not mad at that though. I think that's actually good, because we would have never got a movie like Ma. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We would have never got The Purges. You know what I'm saying? Jordan Peele wouldn't have been able to do his thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we wouldn't have got those films. So I feel, I mean, shit, Insidious, we would have never got those. So I feel like I agree with their process of just like, yo, if you have an idea, let's at least just throw it out there, see what we could do with it, because you never know what could be what. But it's just certain shit that it just like for me, I'm not gonna lie. If I was on the board or the panel or whatever, and they was like, yo, I got this film called Unfriended. It's about these kids. You know what I'm saying? Social media, get out. Okay, that's not something we gonna do. Just get out right now. That don't even, we how does that work? Unless you using it like with some I Know What You Did Last Summer type shit or that type of premise. Unfriended is never gonna work. That's just a stupid ass, it's dumb. You know what I'm saying? Unless you got like some hackers or some shit in there. But yeah, nah. I think what they're doing with it though is pretty good. Just letting people like I said, just throw shit to the wall, see if it stick. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it just for the creativity alone. Because we've had like the list that you went down, we've gotten some great shit from them. Now we do have some shit to where it's like, I don't know why they put that out. You know what I'm saying? The legacy movie from the what's her name? Could have kept that.
I think Blumhouse, man, it's a good production thing to have, because it's like really it's getting to the fact to the point where the only horror movies are going through them, it seems like.
Well, shit, A24 though. Don't forget about them.
Yeah, and they're more like twisted shit. They the one that got all the X and Pearl.
See, that's what I'm saying. Shit. When you have somebody who don't care about the censorship, who don't care about the restrictions, who don't care about the quote unquote wokeness and all the other shit, and you just look, we gonna put out a good product. We ain't gonna do nothing too crazy. We gonna put some shit in here that's gonna be wild because it's a horror movie. We ain't gonna do nothing super wild, but yeah, like show some blood, show some gore, like yeah, show a couple boobs. That's what we know horror movies to be. No, it ain't a horror movie if it don't got boobs in it.
Didn't see shit in Nightswim. Nothing.
Yo, I ain't gonna see nothing in Nightswim. No way. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Well, I mean, it wasn't really nobody in it, really.
That's what I'm saying. The wife was mid. And then the lady that stole the house didn't want to see her swimming. you talking about let down. Here they are talking about, yeah, you know, we can go swimming and you could wear that little black number I like. I'm thinking this swimsuit about to be crazy. This bitch came out in a one piece, bro.
In a one piece.
Hey, man.
Yo, the daughter had a two piece. Like, what? Yo, so
you mean to tell me? You mean to tell me the daughter had the sexier swimsuit than the mom? Hey man, get this shit out of here, man. I don't want to see this little teenage bitch in no goddamn swimsuit. Get her off the screen. Where is the mother? Okay. What happened to the sexy mom, bro? We didn't even get a sexy mom in this movie, man. I'm cool. Fuck this movie. The whole time, this movie was about teenage girls getting killed in the swimming pool. If I break this movie down, that's what this movie's about. Teenage girls getting killed in swimming pools by the swimming pool.
I'm about to say something that's about to piss you off.
Let me hear it.
Dude, they got a top 10 of Blumhouse production.
Oh, let's do this. Real quick, let's end on this.
I'm gonna start from 10, okay?
Okay.
Sharp Objects, right? Number 9, they got The Exorcist Believer. Number 8, they got Get Out. Number 7, Five Nights at Freddy. Number 6, Whiplash. Number 5, Imaginary. Number 4, Nightswim. Number 3, Split. Right. Number 2, Glass. Please number 1, Speak No Evil.
Please move on.
I'm sorry.
That's a trash ass list.
Come on, bro. Why is Get Out that far up? And why is
Out of the fuck
down? And what the fuck is Sharp Objects?
It's an HBO miniseries.
Oh yeah, I didn't watch it. What is the one after Get Out?
After Get Out, Exorcist Believer. Oh wait, which way? Five Nights at Freddy's at 7.
Keep going. 6.
6, Whiplash.
What was 9?
9 was Exorcist Believer.
Okay, and then 8 was Get Out, right?
Yeah.
All right, what was 4? Nightswim?
Nightswim.
What was 3?
Split.
What was 2?
And then Glass.
Uh-huh.
And then Speak No Evil.
Speak No Evil. That was the one with the deaf girl?
I have no idea. Says a family invited to spend a weekend in the country house, going from a dream vacation to a psychological nightmare. That's what the description is.
Why does that sound familiar?
Well, it got your boy in it, James McAvoy. How you say his name? McAvoy?
McAvoy.
That's the only person I recognize, though. I don't recognize any of these other people. Damn, ain't never like 10 people in the cast, 8 people in the cast, only 8 people in the movie.
I might be looking at the wrong one. When did it come out?
This year.
Oh, this, okay, never mind.
Brand new.
I was looking at some shit from Denmark. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Nah, this is something new. Just came out. But yeah, that's not a good list. But that's my opinion. I mean, I fuck with Glass, I fuck with Split.
Okay.
Get Out.
The movie from Denmark is what this is made off of. I bet to say, I've never seen that shit. I don't, man, Nah, I don't know, bro. Whose list is that?
This is on IMDb.
Of course. Of course. They follow Rotten Tomatoes, so I'm not shocked.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's not shocking at all.
Yeah, this shit crazy.
Anyway, I don't know about that one. I don't know if I can agree with that one. Gout should be way lower. Split should be way lower. Split should probably be in like one or two on that list. Yeah. If you're just taking that list, Split should be like one or two. Get Out should be top three. Possibly one.
Glass is up there, man.
Glass is top three for sure.
That's the last good M. Night Shyamalan movie. The way they tied that shit together.
No, for sure. For sure. No. I'm just, is when you say good M. Night Shyamalan movie, it's just hard to process that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying it's just hard to process that sentence, bro. But no, you are right though. You definitely are right. Those three, you know what I'm saying? Like, he definitely made his bones with that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't
1,000%
deny that. So those three should be like top three on that list. All the rest of that shit you can follow. Night Swim should definitely be 10. You know what I'm saying? Sharp.
But dude, no, the list goes on.
No, please don't. But Sharp Objects, by all means, can definitely drop down. I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it's way better than Night Swim.
Dude, they got Sinister at 17. Us at 18.
That's crazy. Like, I think Us could definitely be like top 10, top 15.
Sure. Like, Visit is 22. Freaky is 24. Yeah.
What is Visit?
That was the one with the girl went to go visit what she thought was her grandparents. Oh, and it wasn't her grandparents.
Okay. Yeah, that could be top 15, top 10. Freaky definitely could be top 10.
Black Klansman is at 28.
Well, yeah, because it's not literally in the same vein as
It's really not. I don't even know why
Freaky
they
ain't
did
really
that.
Either, but I think because they added him as a serial killer, that's why they kind of gave it that. But
yeah.
Black Klansman is a great movie though, but it really don't belong on that list. I'm sorry. That's actually disrespectful.
And we're gonna close it out right here. Paranormal Activity all the way at 38.
All right, so let's move on to the Fire Flames, because what are we talking about? Paranormal Activity could actually be one.
Exactly. Really like that right? Shit took over the world, but
that's
okay.
Sick as fuck. All right, come on, let's do this, bro. Fire Flames, bro.
Yoga Fire. Yoga Flame.
At fucking 30. That's crazy. One. I'm sorry. I don't have no other fuck the cast. All this shit was ass. Like I said, I cut this shit off before it ended. No thanks.
We on the same page, man. One.
Yeah.
Fuck shit was just bad all the way around.
I was watching this shit the whole time like this. All
right. Can we move on? All right. Can we please move on? Can we please move on?
Shit was worthless.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? 1,000%.
Shit was horrible. I can't.
You got your wish, though.
Let them make that shit.
We talked about something off camera. What? We talked about something off camera. You got your wish.
I got my wish.
You said something that you wanted to do, but you wanted it to happen organically.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Then this is what pissed me off. I'm sitting here watching this shit. I see this nigga looking in the swimming pool. His pool was already covered up. He saved the little, what was that, a frog or whatever it was supposed to be, cricket, whatever, I don't know. Lady left, he looks down, crawls down. Mind you, he got a cane in his hand. He crawls down and sees something in the pool. What does it happen to be in the pool? What was in the pool?
Old baseball.
Baseball.
You don't find that suspicious. You don't find that suspicious.
Oh, man.
You don't find that suspicious.
Yeah, I'm out, man. Yeah. So it's good that we agree, though. One for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get into the coming soon, bro.
Let's do it.
Coming soon to own on video and DVD.
Woo! All right. So we're going to pick it up for the next episode, ladies and gentlemen, because ain't no telling where this episode going to lead us. I don't know what this episode is going to do. We might not have a podcast after this episode, to be honest with you. Because the shit that we are about to get into is bar none crazy. We covering the, what is this on Hulu?
Peacock
documentary Stormy. That's right, we talk about the Stormy Daniels documentary, and I believe it's just a documentary about her and Donald Trump, right? This ain't about her career and life and shit, is it?
Well, I think they're going to get into that because she does show her and her family and how people stalking her. And all, like, if you see the trailer, like, it shows, like, you know, people pissed off at her because, you know, she sued, you know, well, the whole shit with Donald Trump and all that type
of shit. Okay, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. This is basically about her and Donald Trump.
Because yeah, if this in a is way, about yeah.
her career, this is going to be a wild-ass documentary. I can tell you that right now.
I think they're going to get into her career to kind of...
They do. You know. I'm telling you, if I see one pair, five. I'm just playing. No, she had a wild career. For those that don't know, Stormy Daniels is an ex-adult film entertainer. Who basically, I guess, partnered up with Donald Trump, you know what I'm saying, did a little work for him, and never got paid, you know what I'm saying, like the contractors and everybody else before her. And she sued that man. She said, fuck that NDA, give me my money. And they made a documentary about it. So we're going to check that out. We're going to watch it. We're going to bring that to you on the next episode. Y'all get ready. It's going to be fun. If you enjoyed this episode, if you didn't enjoy this episode, you too thought, why the fuck would they keep swimming at night if the film is called Night Swim and the swimming man keep coming out getting them? Hey, hit us up on socials, on Instagram, on Twitter, at @VA9Pod, on Facebook, VA Pod Watch Group, and you can hit us up on the videos in the comments on YouTube. Also, don't forget to sign up Patreon, man. Patreon.com/viewersanonymous. You can join us. It's a $2.99 tier. It's the only tier there. Join us and get all our extra episodes, all the behind-the-scenes joints. And what am I missing? If you want to follow me, hit me up on Twitter, @ScoochBronson, link in the bio. You can find me everywhere else there. Peace.
And... y'all can find me at s.foster8 on Instagram and on X and on TikTok. Follow the podcast, 28 Minutes or Less. It's on all major platforms. Last episode is episode 150 featuring, you know what I'm saying, yours truly, Scoots Bronson, called Trust Issues. We get into this whole Drake, Kendrick, fucking Ross, all that shit. So that just came out this past weekend, so go check that out. And that's all I got, man.
Cool. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, your support is greatly appreciated. Without you, there could be no us. But until the next episode, like they say in Hollywood,
that's a wrap.
Cut.